What are you working on? There's a lot of sort of dumps, retrieves, curl off the corners, one-on-one battles. What's the theme here?
All of that. It's working on the basic and the foundation of what we think is important. And these are the things we're going to be working on all year. But we want to give them an idea on what it takes and what you need to master in order to make it to the NHL. So, and to give yourself a chance to make it to that level at some point. And everybody, all those players are good. But there's a gap that you need to achieve, or there's a gap that is important enough, and you need to understand that gap in order to make it to the NHL and stay at the NHL level. And that's what we're teaching, the basics and controlling the pucks along the boards and one-on-ones and how to use your body, your sticks, your edges, and how do you position yourself in order to win those one-on-one battles. And at the end of the day, that's where the game is played. So it's giving them a lot of information on basic stuff, but pushing it to another level.
Is that unique to the Winnipeg Jets here? Like you're trying to teach them a Winnipeg Jets style, or just overall the NHL style?
It's both, actually. You need that to play at the NHL level, but we want to master those skills.
Pascal, when you look at college guys like Appleton, Foley, where do you see their games? Are they close to being able to play at an AHL level, do you think?
I don't know. And it wouldn't be fair for me to answer that question one way or the other, because we've been doing one-on-ones. Now, after that, once you master those skills or you get better at them, you have to see how they play in a game and how they react under pressure and stuff like that. So it's hard to say. We'll see. But what I can see is our skill level and those guys included are pretty good.
What are you kind of reports are you getting on Luke Green, and what have you seen?
Well, we have him. We had him last year at the end of the season. He's a guy that can skate,
sure.
And he fits the new NHL. He's a guy that can retrieve those pucks and put himself in a position to get the puck out. And for us, getting the puck out, making sure we have good breakouts and staying in control of the puck, we're really proud of what we do offensively. The Jets were in the top, I think they were top three with Ozone possession time in the NHL last year, and we want to keep that. We want to keep getting better, obviously, but Greener is a guy that can skate, he can move the puck, it's just a matter of time for him, especially for a defenseman getting more mature physically and just growing as a person.
So is there even more of an emphasis, even from a year ago, on moving the puck?
I think it's gradually, it's something that all the teams have a focus on. You look at the Stanley Cup champions. And that's a team that is moving the puck quick, and it's all about speed and executing and making the right decisions with speed, and it's a foundation. Yeah.
Speaking of defenseman Pascal, yeah. Sandiniku is probably a guy you're going to have this year.
What
catches your eye when you look at him?
I like his agility. He's got deception in the way he moves, so he's making you believe he's going to go one way and he goes the other way. I like that. He needs a good summer in order to get stronger and faster. But I like his agility on the ice, and he's got his head is up. He's part of what we're doing this week is also teaching the players in the video room and see how they take the info that we're giving them. And they bring that to the ice, and it seems like it's going pretty fast. So I like that. That's a good sign.
I think it'll be a big benefit in his transition to the North American game that he's been playing pro already.
Yeah, it's always a transition. It's always it takes time, and one of them is the size of the rink. So you got less time, less space, and the game is played a little bit different. The teams are forechecking differently, so it's going to take some time to adjust. Some guys, it goes a little bit faster. We'll see in this case, but it's just a matter of being patient and working with the person.
Coaches love practice. That's what you've been doing. You'll get one more day tomorrow, but do you look forward to the scrimmage on Friday as well?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So we can see, and we'll be looking at the scrimmage in probably in a different way than the people in the stands. We'll be looking at how the guys are executing what we've been talking about this week. Not necessarily about the systems or anything like that. We haven't really spoke about that. That's going to come in time, and the guys pick it up pretty quick. But more about picking up the pucks along the boards, how they play offensively and defensively, the one-on-ones, separating yourself from a defender or gaining position on a guy that has the puck. So we'll be looking at those details and see who's improving and who needs to be talked to.